Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So we're going to get to the pee-stained jeans and what that's all about in a second. But first, let's do a quick little big deal, no big deal about some of the moves that were made last night, Gresh, by some of these teams. And let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because in March, the Atlanta Falcons signed a 36-year-old Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million contract with $100 million in guarantees, and a move that you would think designed to correct some years and years of disappointment at that position since Matt Ryan left. Then, last night, with the number 8 pick, they did this.
The Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
What?
Quarterback, Washington.
What?
J.J. McCarthy, my ass.
That was from the Rich Keith draft party with Shime and Andy Hart last night.
Big deal, no big deal.
What, the way they reacted?
No, not the way they reacted. The fact that the Falcons, after signing Kirk Cousins with the 8th pick, decided to go back in and sign another quarterback.
It is the biggest deal that will come out of the NFL draft. I really believe that. Because when they go to show the draft room, and there's old man Arthur Blank over there being like, "What is going on?
What did we just do?
And he's
we
like,
just signed this guy."
And he's looking like, it's like he's doing all these hand signals or whatever. I wonder if Arthur Blank went home last night and just was like, "What did I do?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy."
There you go.
Let me read you a quote real quickly from the Atlanta Falcons. It says, "If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's as simple as if you see a guy you believe in at the position, you have to take him." Big deal, no big deal on that comment.
Oh, you mean they weren't sitting around or begging for a bag because they were convicted? They had conviction in who they wanted to take? How come the Falcons wouldn't be like, "Well, I got all these guys here at number 8. Who's going to give us a bag?" No, instead they shut their mouth. And they didn't tell anybody, and they got the guy, and it shocked everyone, and I disagree with it. But from the strategic standpoint that we've been talking about here in New England, you got one head coach who's telling a bunch of people that are there to drink at the draft party, "Hey, we might get back up in the first round," and the Atlanta Falcons are cloak and dagger in their way to getting a quarterback that they want because they at least, were really in on it, not begging for someone to trade.
Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
That's the other aspect of it. So the word is now that the Falcons – Raheem Morris and others didn't let him know that that's what they were going to do. Imagine you're Kirk Cousins. You just signed for all this money. You're going to go save the franchise, right? And you're not going anywhere. It's $100 million guaranteed. And then they draft the quarterback? Like, what?
Can I ask you a question? Would NFL player Fourier in that spot had been really pissed, or would you have realized?
I was in that spot.
There you go.
I was. They convinced me to come move my entire family out to New England, and they moved up. The first year I'm here a month and a half, I get a call from Scott Pioli after they moved up to take Dan Graham in the draft. They move, they bring me over here, then they move up in the draft, and then here's what Scott Pioli tells me. It's classic. I remember for the rest of my life. It's your position to lose.
Oh, my God.
It's your job to lose. And I was like, you've got – whatever. At that point, I was like, whatever. At least he's from Colorado.
Okay.
that's all I really care about.
All right.
Nick, did you have that sound that I sent you or no?
I did not have time to
edit. Okay, don't worry about it.
Too many swears.
Okay, let's go to this one. Yeah, too many swears to knock out. All right, so here's another story. All right. So because what happens at the draft is – and we saw all the families rolling in the buses – right, so the players are in one area.
We did.
And then the families get rolled in, and like, which ended up being six buses. And they all get off it together, and they all go to the waiting area just with the players. So, and after a pick is made, you saw this on ESPN, ABC, who knows, they start interviewing the parents. So, Brian Thomas Jr. is a wide receiver. is a wide receiver out of LSU.
I know.
And then as he was walking up, they went up to his father and his mother, and they started asking them questions about how they feel. Listen to the way the mom answers the question next.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you?
It means the world. It's amazing. I'm so grateful to God, so happy for him. We are so proud of him.
Okay, the line.
I'm still a reporter, though, for on the fly, repeating the question in a different way.
yeah, she had sympathy for her because she knew that she answered the question literally. Big deal, little big deal.
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, how far have you come? Was that the question?
Yeah,
was that a crappy question? Or
It was a little open-ended to ask a mom who might not completely like get the context of it. However, like, that was the girl from ESPN. I'm sure ESPN was of the, hey, listen, you don't have to ask the hard-hitting stuff. Ask the mums and dads how proud they are and stuff like that. It was like the freaking batch of ham and eggers that we were sitting with last night for these damn press conferences.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you were making friends quickly. All right, so I don't want to miss this one because there is a company, okay, that has creating a new brand of denim jeans.
Oh, Lord.
And despite how embarrassing this would be if it happened to you in real life, suddenly they are popular. They are called P-Stain Denim.
I'm sorry. Well, hold on. No, wait. You said denim as in the city of Denim, Massachusetts.
No, denim. Denim.
Thank
denim,
you.
Okay.
P-Stain Denim.
P-Stain. And it literally looks like you urinated in your pants and you just said, screw it. No one can tell me what to do.
Are they
these jeans?
Are these sold in the Patriots Pro Shop
jeans,
for the 23 season?
The jeans are made by a British-Italian menswear brand, and they're sold out online. They're a light wash, kind of jean, and it obviously looks like you peed in your pants. And guess what? They sell for $811. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal, they're overpriced. However,
you think?
However, they're better than bottom mess pants.
True. True. I would say this. Listen, if I want that look, it's very easy for me to accomplish this. If I don't want to spend the money, I can easily give myself the same look for free. Now, it may smell a little different. It may be a little bit uncomfortable because nothing is more uncomfortable than wet jeans. Like, have you ever jumped into a pool, like, with jeans on? It's, like, the worst feeling in the world.
I've fallen into a pool with jeans on. It's
really
awful. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, are you telling me that Gresh is not buying the P-Stain jeans for $811?
No, I would rather have the P-Stain couch that George Costanza made his father sleep on when Poppy went to go visit him.
I am amazed, though, like the...
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
No, of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
That is funny, though. Think about it.
Sandler so they 20 took, years ahead.
They took something that was so – I don't mean how you would even describe it. Like, I've seen people in bars.
Yeah.
We saw a guy last night who had his friend had to hold him up because he couldn't walk.
I bet you
that guy created his own pair of P-Stain jeans.
The guy was leaning backwards and his friend's holding him up against a chain.
It's amazing what they'll come up with. I can't even imagine. I'll tell you what, poopy-stained jeans are next. And I feel like I should trademark that right now because I feel like I invented it.
Hey, listen, again, it could be the new jeans and the Patriots Pro Shop that could define an era.
There you go. Well, that's a big deal, no big deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.